Becoming a dietitian in Hong Kong. Have you thought about what you might want to do after graduation? The benefits of a balanced diet and healthy lifestyle have been promoted widely, and you might have seen dietitians talking about nutrition and sometimes even beauty food on TV. Inventor Thomas Edison once said, "The doctor of the future will no longer treat the human frame with drugs, but rather will cure and prevent disease with nutrition." So how about becoming a dietitian? It is a common misconception that dietitians and nutritionists are the same profession. To confuse matters more, the Chinese translation for both is very similar. On one level, dietitians and nutritionists both provide information and advice on health and food choices and assist in a person's journey to optimal health. They both have tertiary education in subjects related to nutrition, and they both work in public health, community nutrition, research and teaching, the food industry, and nutrition marketing and communications in the public and private sectors. The main distinction is that dietitians receive training in a clinical setting. Only dietitians are qualified to work in clinical practice, hospitals, and the medical nutrition industry, and to provide medical nutrition therapy and clinical nutrition consultations. In short, a nutritionist deals with healthy people, whereas a dietitian can advise both healthy and sick people. Dietitians provide expert nutrition advice and prescribe dietary treatments for diabetes, food allergies, cancers, gastrointestinal diseases, obesity, and patients recovering from surgery. They also provide practical guidance to enable people to make appropriate lifestyle and food choices. To become a dietitian and practice in Hong Kong, in addition to a bachelor's degree in dietetics or a related science degree, you will need either a postgraduate diploma or master's degree in dietetics from Hong Kong U-Space, co-organized with the University of Ulster, UK, or equivalent qualifications from the US, UK, Canada, or Australia, and followed by an internship of 6 to 12 months, covering clinical training, community-based nutrition training, and food service training. After a successful internship, you can register and start working. In a frontline patient-facing role, you will need good listening and communication skills to build a rapport and to engage, and a positive attitude to influence patients' behavior. You will need to be fluent in English and Cantonese, and Mandarin will be a bonus, and be prepared to give presentations and speak in public. Just as a lawyer does not necessarily have to work in court, dietitians are not limited to working in a clinical healthcare setting. They are found in education, industry, research, sport, media, public relations, publishing, government and non-governmental organizations, NGOs. They also advise governments and communities and influence food and health policy. According to the Hong Kong Dietitian Association, there are about 300 dietitians in Hong Kong. With a population of 7.24 million, 7.03 million if we exclude the mobile residents, this means that one dietitian looks after a staggering 24,000 people. In Japan and Canada, the ratio is 1 to 4,000 and 4,300 respectively. Entry-level pay for a newly qualified dietitian in Hong Kong is around $28,140 per month, reaching over $62,000 per month at a senior level. The Hong Kong Hospital Authority and the Department of Health are the main public sector employers for dietitians, with about 85 currently working for the former and 18 for the latter. Demand for dietitians in Hong Kong is set to grow, underpinned by the public's increased awareness of the importance of good nutrition, an aging population requiring long-term care, and the increasing obesity in young people. Demand for dietitians worldwide is on the rise as well. The U.S. Bureau of Labor and Statistics predicted that employment of dietitians and nutritionists in the U.S. will increase by 21.1% in 10 years from 2012. Dietitians in Canada also reported a workforce shortage, which was said to be worsened by population growth, increased demand in chronic disease management, and specialized nutrition care. And about 50% of Canadians working dietitians planning to retire in the next decade. Hong Kong currently does not have a statutory regulator for either dietitians or nutritionists. The Hong Kong Dietitian Association, HKDA, is a non-profit organization operating on a voluntary registration basis, currently representing around 200 members. According to Sylvia Lam, HKDA chair, competition for public sector roles is usually intense and dietitians tend to stay in the same job throughout their working life. You should weigh up a multitude of factors when considering whether to enter into training for a profession. To become a dietitian in Hong Kong, a postgraduate or overseas qualification is required before you can practice. Potential employment opportunities in the city are relatively few. Nevertheless, as the qualification to practice in Hong Kong is recognized internationally, it is not inconceivable that you can explore opportunities overseas.